one question can bring you back to what matters, to the truth you've been avoiding, to the moment your body knew something that your mind wasn't ready to admit. Welcome to One Question, a short weekly reflection to help you reconnect with your body, your values, and your truth. This week's question is, how do I know when something is truly over? There's a quiet moment, sometimes so small you almost miss it, when you realize that something is over. A season, a role, a relationship, a belief. It's done, but you're not. For me, the hardest part hasn't been the endings itself. It's been how long I've lingered after the end had already arrived. I've overstayed in jobs that no longer fit, in relationships that quietly chipped away at my confidence. But the one that really shook me, the one that felt like an identity crisis, was when I left the church. I was raised in a version of faith that wrapped itself around everything: family, morality, community, even my own sense of worth. And for a long time, I ignored the internal dissonance. I sang the songs, I led the groups, and I went through the motions. But somewhere along the way, I started to feel off, like I was shrinking, like my voice didn't belong in the room. And even before I was able to name what was happening, my body knew. I started to notice how heavy my feet felt when I had to walk into church, like they were made of lead. I remember sitting in the pews and feeling this sudden sinking in my stomach, like my body was trying to quietly scream, "You don't belong here anymore." And then came the urge to run, to find the nearest exit and leave. But of course I didn't. That wouldn't have been proper. So I sat still. I stayed. And I ignored the very signs that were trying to help me go. It's important for me to say this. I fully support anyone's right to be in any religion or faith tradition that feels like home for them. For many people, church is that place, and I hold no judgment about that. But for me, Christianity just stopped fitting. It didn't feel like home anymore, and over time, it just quietly fell away. It took years for me to fully admit what my body had been trying to tell me for a very long time. I could no longer stay in a system that was built on the idea that women should be less. I couldn't keep asking for permission to lead, to speak, to take up space, to be myself. But even after I knew it was over, like really, really over, I lingered. Because leaving meant unraveling a part of who I thought I was. It meant grief. And honestly, I wasn't ready for that yet. Here's what I've learned since. Our bodies usually know the truth before our minds are willing to catch up. That heaviness in your limbs, that tightness in your chest, that moment when joy just disappears and all that's left is fatigue. That's your signal. It's not dramatic. It's just honest. There's a reason people talk about the gut as our second brain. Research shows that the gut is lined with over 100 million neurons, like a little brain of its own. It constantly communicates with the central nervous system. That flutter in your stomach, that tension in your jaw, man, that sudden tiredness when someone in particular walks into a room. Whew, that's data. That's wisdom. And change? Change is not hard because you're weak or broken. Change is hard because the brain reads uncertainty as danger. Even when we know something is over, we will cling to the familiar because it feels safer than the unknown. That's just how our brains are wired. You're not wrong. You're human. So how do I know when something is truly over? I know when the voice inside me stops whispering and starts shouting. I know when I keep rereading the same chapter, hoping it will end differently. I know when I feel small in places where I used to feel whole. And I know when the cost of staying begins to outweigh my fear of leaving. And still, I have to sit with the grief. Even necessary endings hurt. But that's not the end of the story. It never is. Thank you for joining me for One Question. If this question stirred something in you, don't brush it off. The truth has probably been tapping you on the shoulder for a while now. It's up to you whether you turn around and face it. Ask yourself, how do you know when something is truly over? Until next week, be kind to yourself, trust your gut, and always ask better questions.